Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling in today and welcome Blog Talk Radio. We want to welcome everybody to our Blog Talk Radio show tonight, and we're excited about our series. And this is February, the month of love and relationships and heart health, and we just want to thank God for godly husbands and wives and those who desire to learn how to be godly husbands and wives. So if you're listening in, we hope that everything that you learn tonight will be a joyous experience for you and that you get a lot of information. So we want to go first into prayer. We don't have our music tonight, but we will get back to that and join next week. We might have music. We might have a guest speaker. So continue to listen and continue to hear what thus says the Lord. And I want everybody to close their eyes and humble themselves before the Lord as we come together in prayer. And we thank God for our day. And we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of our sins, anything that we've committed that we've known or we don't know, Lord. We ask that you take it away, Father God. We ask that you cleanse us right now, God. We ask that you just come in our hearts and in our minds to teach us what we need to know and let this be a learning experience for us all, Lord God. We thank you for taking the time out to send the listeners to us tonight, God. And we just thank you for just blessing our hearts and healing our minds, Father God. And we just thank you for just the love, God, the peace, Lord God. We thank you for just humbling our hearts and continuing to bless us, Father God. We thank everyone for listening, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So let's jump into our show tonight, and we have a lot of juicy information. We want to talk about a lot of information involving relationships. We know that some of you have some great relationships, and they may want to call in and share with us tonight about how great their relationship is, and we all got to know first that there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. Even though you may look at somebody's relationship and think, well, they have it all together. They seem like they know what they're doing. Even myself, personally, I don't know what I'm doing in my relationship. So I just want to ask questions and have a series of questions. So we're going to leave the line open for a second and have some questions about anyone who has a great relationship who want to speak in and about their relationship and comment on anything that they want to comment. So we're going to answer the phones right now for any callers who want to call in. All right, so we've been talking about marriage and husband and wife roles and marriages, and what is important about being married, okay? We must die to our old ways, first of all, in marriage. We have to do what God says that he wants for our lives. He said that he died so that we can have life and life abundantly. He did not come that we may be defeated or frustrated in our marriages. He wanted the best for our marriages. So if you've been listening in and you have any questions, we want to talk to you tonight about marriage, okay? I'd like to let you know that we're going to be here next week. And we're going to be talking with you about marriage. about love, relationships. We didn't get a chance to do very much tonight. We've had some difficult moments, and we want to apologize for not doing our best in doing what thus says the Lord in this session tonight, but we will pick up next week on what marriage is supposed to be. So we did talk about Adam and Eve. We want to tell you and speak about the Old Testament in the book of Esther that gives us an example of a foolish woman. And we learned that in the Bible, Queen Vashti did not respond to her husband's leadership when she was requested that she join a party he was giving and allowing his guests to observe her beauty. Although today we might second-guess her motives and try to justify her disobedience, and nevertheless the appearance to make a foolish choice, right? As a result, the king banished her from his presence, and later he chose Esther to be his queen. So we're going to pick up next week, and we want to thank you all for joining us tonight, and call us next week, and we will have more information about this episode, okay? Thank you again, and you all have a blessed night.